grinding along on a Tuesday. Somebody's glad that Mac's back. Not sure if he was going to make it after yesterday's fumble.
Oh, that's exactly right. Bad day for him yesterday. Just casually dropping an A-H on the
air.
They
say, I don't understand why you can't say A-H, but you can say on the come. Well, that's a normal saying.
It's a normal saying. Come on. Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man.
Weird.
Get your head out of the gutter.
Seriously.
Yeah. I did see a funny meme here on the X. It says, bro, you're a Chiefs fan. You guys never had to suffer before Mahomes. And then it shows a picture.
What?
And then it shows a picture of pre-Mahomes Chiefs getting beat by the Denver Broncos 24-6. And the caption on here says, Kansas City miscues, 7 drop passes, 4 3 and outs, failed fake punt, interception, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Wait. It says we've never had suffering in Kansas.
It's a quote because people say that about Chiefs fans.
What?
Right before we get into our three fun questions. Yeah. People are like, oh yeah, Chiefs fans, oh, they've never had it rough. Let me introduce you to 2012.
Wait, who's saying that?
People say this.
What people?
Not people that you're around, apparently, but there are people
obviously
like,
not,
on the internet that people are like, oh, Chiefs fans act like they haven't been good, and they bring up the 90s and Trent Green.
Most people
and
that are
that.
Posting on the internet aren't playing with a full deck.
Yeah.
Let me go to comments section of Yelp and review this bad ice that I got.
Yeah, people are, well, people do that too.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's people out there that think the Chiefs have never had tough times.
Well, then those people don't have a clue. I mean, like, I don't have sympathy for those people.
It's a real thing.
But if you're not, like, studying the past and learning about all this stuff before you make these statements and then I call you an idiot, that's on you. That's not on me.
Have you tried the chicken Big Mac yet?
No, I have not.
Okay.
Have you?
No, but I really want to.
Then go get it.
I'm afraid.
What are you afraid about? I understand that. Yeah, that's fair.
I don't want to like.
That's fair. No, that's fair. I'm done.
I don't want my last meal to be a chicken Big Mac.
No, I understand. Yeah. I get it. I'm not going there for that. Dude, yeah, I don't blame you.
I drove by the other day. It's like that line is massive for the news that's out right now.
Right.
Well, they've cleaned everything out.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. All right. Great. I'm glad they did.
Sure,
doesn't mean I'm going there anytime soon. You know.
Three fun questions. Does this team need to lose to get out of the way?
Well, I was having a conversation with some of the fellow fathers the
Chiefs
other day.
We're talking about.
Right? Yeah, the Chiefs. And they're like, well, you know, like, obviously.
People do this with Kansas Jayhawk basketball.
God, every February.
You know.
Every February.
Our Bills won 18 straight, man. I feel like a loss.
Got to get
tournament.
A loss out of our system. Got to take care of business. Got to lose a game. Got to drop one to TCU. Why? What is losing?
That's a really
do?
Good impersonation of
awesome,
whoever that
dude.
Is. Yeah. I would keep that in the bag.
I mean, but that's what it is. Every February, it gets to be that time of year where Kansas fan loses their mind, and we need to get a loss out of our system
with his throwback quarter zip on.
Yeah, right. Exactly. With their sticker and their Kansas basketball jersey over their button-down shirt that they wore to work.
Wearing his son's fraternity. His son who's in a fraternity at Delta Chi wearing his hat with the rope on the bill.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Look at that hat, Frank. I stole from a kid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You guys want an old-fashioned? You ever had an old-fashioned?
I do
no,
love a good
I haven't
old-fashioned,
what's in it.
Though. Yeah. So where are we going with this? Oh, so yeah, so we're having this conversation.
You need to lose to get the loss out of the way for the Chiefs.
Yeah, a couple people go, yeah, I feel better if they got that
dude.
Loss. No, you've got that. I hate that attitude, right? Like, getting the loss out of your system. You don't have to have a loss.
How'd it work for Carolina? Remember when
Which
they went
Carolina?
15-1?
The Panthers.
Lost in the Super Bowl.
Got blown out.
Yeah.
You don't need to get a loss out of your system. You need to just go out there and take care of business and win football games, and winning begats winning. You get that taste of winning and you do better and better and better, and it carries you forward. So I've never been a fan of they need to get a loss out of their system or anything like that. Royals got a lot of losses out of their system before the playoffs. Didn't work out so well for them, right? So the whole getting the loss out of the system is such a fan crutch. They feel better. Because something's never been done before. Most people believe it's never going to happen and it can't be done again.
Yeah.
History is a great indicator of what has happened, not what will happen. And just because something hasn't happened doesn't mean it can't. You keep this train moving, man. There's no reason to get any losses out of anybody's system.
Yeah. To go back, it says, do not. It's literally just a big chicken nugget. That's all it is.
Okay.
And it says, who did you call an idiot from the 816? Myself, Dusty Likens. Definitely an idiot. Mm-hmm. Mac, you think they need to lose or F it, just win the whole thing?
I've had this take before in sports, but no, not this team. This team's fine. I don't care.
Right. And that's the other thing. You say this team. This is a veteran team. Like, there's no distraction.
Business.
Like Mahomes and Andy Reid need to lose. Stop it.
Think about who you're talking about. Like, if this was Matt Corrales and Dave Eberflus, then you'd be looking at, okay, maybe those two losers need to lose a game or something like that. But man, Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, come on now, man. Like those guys are dialed in as dialed in as it gets, and the GM just keeps making moves and bringing in players and doing the, like, No,
business,
man.
Business.
That's right. That's what this team's about, business.
Business, business.
Remember that little dude? I don't know if he's still around. Next question.
Was that Hasbulla?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kicking.
All right. Mike Tyson grabbed him like he was a baby. That man's 30 years old. Who gets more yards the rest of the season? Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce?
Hang on a second. Mike Tyson. Did you guys see the promos for the Tyson-Paul fight that's coming up in
November?
Yeah,
it's super rigged. I'll watch it, but I already know the outcome.
Is this an AI fight? Or is this a real fight?
I haven't seen the promos.
The promos
recently
look all AI. It looks all computer generated. Like, so are we getting a computer generated Tyson versus Jake Paul? I'm just throwing that out there. Like, we're all going to sit down for this fight, whenever it is, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get on there and it's going to be an AI fight between these two, or is it going to be real?
Not just business.
Business, business.
Is it going to be real, or is it going to be AI?
It's already predetermined. Yes, it's already predetermined.
Oh.
Mike Tyson's going to knock the hell out of Jake Paul. He's going to get up, and then Jake Paul's going to win.
Oh, damn.
There's going to be that little like, oh, it's a WWE event. I've seen this 1,000 times. I watch these all the time.
So why would you rather have Jake Paul win it than Mike Tyson?
Because he's the heel. Mike's the face. You don't need to make Tyson. That's a wrestling analogy. Like,
yeah.
Obviously. Like, you don't need to like
it's also Tyson a jersey analogy, yeah, but I mean, yeah, made man.
You don't need to present Mike. Like, Mike's already a favorite. Like, Mike Tyson can't get any more popular than he already has or will be. Right? Like, he's already known as like, now he's this pot smoking, free loving, fun guy.
Like, talk about a guy who's done a 180.
What makes people more entertained is having Jake Paul continue to win, because then you'll watch the next one to see if this is the guy that beats him. Is this the guy
that
beats
him? Yeah,
that's fair. He cannot lose, and he will not lose if he wants to keep his ratings.
So that's like that's the NFL script.
Keep him out of the NFL. Yeah. Once the Paul brothers get in the NFL, I'm out.
Yeah.
Which they kind of are with Mahomes. But anyways, they got the prime in the game. Next question. Who gets more yards? Xavier Worthy, Travis Kelce, or DeAndre Hopkins for the rest of the season?
I'm going to go with DeAndre Hopkins. I think this week is the beginning of a blow up for DeAndre Hopkins. Not because that's what I'm hearing or anything like that, which I'll tell you, I think he's going to have a big week this week. But he was posting some stuff on social media the other day that I saw that
yesterday,
I'm like, okay.
He's like, but I'm washed.
But I'm washed.
Yes.
And that was the one for me that I'm like, okay.
And
game
he doesn't tweet
on
a whole lot.
No, he's very, very quiet, but
I
people have been
it
saying he was washed. I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know, I'm like, this guy's going to go off big, man. So if you got DeAndre Hopkins on your bench right now in fantasy football, I'd start him this weekend. I think he's going to be really, really good, and they're going to make it a point to get DeAndre Hopkins involved this week against the team that they're playing, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So right now, DeAndre Hopkins has 29 yards because he had the only game here. Travis Kelce 335 and Xavier Worthy 235.
So you're talking
the rest
from
of the
here
from now
from
on,
now on,
yeah,
not counting
that's
those
just showing,
yards.
Yeah. So this is just where they are now.
Yeah.
So Xavier Worthy, like 90 yards behind Travis Kelce.
Okay. Yeah. No, I think we're all starting from zero. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say DeAndre Hopkins has more yards than both of those guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go Travis.
You go Travis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I think I'll agree with you, Bob. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And I hot take, Travis is third in this list.
Fun take?
I don't think that's a hot take at all.
No.
I mean, no. I think because Worthy has the ability to beat you on a 60-yard
exactly
play, you know, one time. Travis, gets you 12, 16, takes him three or four plays to get what Worthy can get in one, So.
And just like Amari Cooper has opened up Keon Coleman, DeAndre Hopkins, like we talked about, man, he is going to open up the deep ball with Xavier Worthy.
Or he opens up Travis. I mean, somebody's getting open.
Yes.
Somebody's going to be open.